The ride is bumpy and loud, but the cool dawn air keeps us reasonably comfortable. Ma stares off into the distance while Gek sleeps in her arms. My other siblings are half dozing, half awake, while I find safety in Pa's arms again. Everyone is very quiet as the truck drives on. All morning the truck heads northwest as the sun climbs higher and higher in the sky, and the wind blows away what little protection the clouds have to offer. The truck driver does not have Pa's driving skills, nor does he care whether those of us in the back bounce and bump into one another. The truck drives all day and stops only in the evening for us to cook our food. As soon as it stops, everyone jumps off to stretch their weary bodies. Pa lifts me out of the truck and puts me on the ground next to Chu. All around us, people are shaking their legs crazily, as if trying to get rid of animals that have crawled up their pant legs. Koi walks in a circle, swinging his arms very quickly from side to side. He is a martial artist with a black belt in karate. At 5'7", Koi is slender and fit. In Phnom Penh, I loved to sit and watch him practice karate. It amazed me that he could kick one leg up above his head and hold the stance for a long time. He could jump high in the air, do many fast kicks, and land safely on his feet, all in a few seconds, while screaming funny sounds and contorting his face. It always made me laugh. Now he walks around faster and faster in a circle, and his arms are like propellers, about to carry him off like a helicopter. He is doing the same movements I've seen him do so many times before, but this time his face is not funny, and I am not laughing. After our short rest and meal, we get back on the truck and remain there all through the night. I wake up in Pa's lap in the morning to see that we have arrived at a truck stop. There are people everywhere. Some are cooking breakfast, others are just waking up, and many are still asleep on the side of the road or in the grass. Sitting in the back of the truck, we dare not move until the soldiers instruct us to.
"We are in Pursat province. You are to wait here until the base people come to take you to live in their village,"
a soldier tells us and walks away. "Why did we have to leave last night?" I ask Pa.
"Some of the new arrivals in Krang Truop are from Phnom Penh. Even though they are friends, it is dangerous to live there because they know who I am."
"Pa, they're our friends. They wouldn't tell on us and get us in trouble."
"Friendship does not matter. They may not have a choice."
Pa is very solemn as he speaks to me. I do not understand what he means, but decide not to pursue this line of questioning.